89 KBX is mobile.
I was wondering when you were going to be out here at 9YOU.
Late or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of thought maybe I was.
Yeah, it's 10 to 9.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Get home by 12, 1 o'clock, and I'll eat, and then I can come over probably around 2 if you want.
Yeah, we'll see. I got to get some stuff around in that, too, so it'll be a little bit. So, I'll let you know, though. Yeah, it'll probably be maybe around there, or maybe just a tad bit later.
All right, that sounds good to me.
All righty.
Yeah, what's nice about these phones that we got is they automatically change time. So whenever I set my alarm clock for 7 o'clock, it's automatically the right time, the right 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. The only things you got to do is the clock in your car and whatever ones you have at home.
Just in the car as it was warming up.
Okie dokie.
Awesome guy, he had shorts on and he's walking in a sock. He's got no coat on. It just took 39 degrees.
Yeah, it's chilly.
It got down to 30.
Oh, wow.
Now, you could, I could see frost on my garage roof this morning whenever I got up.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's getting close to that time of year before it's going to be. Probably by the end of the month, maybe.
Well, what are you going to do?
Seeing snow in November. Last 10 years or so, it's been kind of rare, but you just never know.
Yeah, very true.
I remember when it got much snow in October, November, and it could go till April or May.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember a snow about 7-8 months a year.
Yeah, that is so true.
But as you know, the last 2 winters have not been really bad.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, hopefully it just stays mild.
I just wonder what's going to happen to this winter, though.
I know.
It could be like the last 2, or are we going to get nailed real good?
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, at least the sun's out. Hopefully it'll warm it up.
True. I'm going to take this freeway all the way to 4, since I'm a little bit behind.
Alrighty.
KI9NG on All-Star.
How's it going, Bill, in 9YOU with KI9KBX?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Just got going with All-Star again. I had a node that I can connect to my cell phone, and it's a Raspberry Pi 02W, right? And the one I got, or maybe I destroyed it, I don't know, but it started just overheating really badly. I've got another one now, And no overheating problems on this one. I think I might have been shorting out the GPIO pins, but I'm not sure.
That's a bummer, but man, at least you got it back going again.
Yeah, Roger, that's the magic of having two of them, right? Yeah, I might have a third one. The issue is the power, right? Like, it's hard to get everything to be powered all at the same time. I guess I got another USB port, but the other one, I guess I would bring my DMR radio with me and be able to use it, use the TGIF network, which is kind of fun.
All right, yeah, that's cool. Go ahead, Jim. I know you're probably getting close to where you got to be, so go ahead.
I got pretty close to getting off the Route 4, probably about a mile or two, somewhere in there.
Okie dokie. Yeah, definitely good to talk to you again, Bill. That time you were digital and really didn't kind of understand anything. But no, name here is Brian. I think that's what you're trying to think of.
I think we're gonna need another bill.
Yeah, you never know.
Just now getting off the freeway.
All right, then you got about a mile to go to 31.
Yeah, somewhere in there. That's pretty cool. I didn't realize how much went late until I got in the car and looked at the clock. It's like, really? That's weird.
Yeah, I just thought that you forgot to turn the radio on.
I was just running late. I was dressing and late to go, but I was looking at my phone, and I said, okay, time to go, and the next thing, I know, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm definitely wondering, though.
Just not paying attention to the time.
Right.
Okay. So you're not supposed to walk away from your All-Star node while you're expecting to be on the radio. Walk away from your All-Star node with the Wi-Fi hotspot, and weird, Wi-Fi goes away. KI9NG, back with you. I got it right? Brian, it's Brian, isn't it? And then YOU, KI9NG.
Yeah, it is, Bill. Yeah, it kind of helps when you leave it, you got to have everything where you got to have it.
Good night, Kimmy. I can turn it off. I'm at my destination. Have a good one.
All right, Jim. We'll talk to you later on YOU.
73, Jim. KI9NG. You know, I'm not hearing anything coming out of the N9, what is it? It's the KC9YNM machine right now. I'm going to have to investigate that further. I thought, I'm not actually not even getting the repeater back to me. I wonder if I got shut down somehow.
Yeah, it probably did. There's times it has some issues, but I can try and find out too.
Got some ducting going on 70 centimeters. Picking up a distant repeater on 462-700 GMRS, a little higher than and 70 centimeters. I've never played on 900 megahertz. Have you played on 900 megahertz much there, Brian?
No, I haven't. I want to. I got the antenna. I just need the, I've got a radio, but I got to get it programmed because I don't have the software and all that stuff to program it. But, definitely would want to, though. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I imagine the range is attenuated, but the tropospheric ducting, I've noticed, you know, just with my equipment, that it starts on GMRS, and then it moves down to 440, and then it moves down to, you know, 2 meters if it happens, right? If it goes that far. So I'm curious to know how tropo ducting works with 900 and 1.2 that'd be interesting to see what happens with 2.4. But I think at 2.4 you start running into the moisture in the atmosphere being an issue. So the tropospheric ducting seems to be associated pretty heavily with moisture in the atmosphere. I wonder if the effect is even there at all.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. Definitely a good question, though.
So what are you up to today there, Brian? You out and about doing stuff and things?
No, here later on, I'm going to catch a YouTube thing here shortly, but now here later on, I got to take an antenna down, because I got an antenna, I'm going to give the mic and a 220 and see if that'll help them reach 220 in South End.
The 220 that you can get in on the W9LY, isn't that one linked right now? Aren't we on that one? Aren't we linking out to that one right now?
Yeah, because I'm on an HT talking to you through the 220 in South Bend. And the thing is, I can hear him because we were trying this the other day. I could hear him fine. It's just, he had some noise, but I could hear him. But I was, but he couldn't hear the repeater. So it could be the antenna that he's got. So I got a 220 antenna that I'm gonna take down because I'm not using it. So at least it'll get some use because right now it's just sitting up on a stint pipe on the roof.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's cool. I've been trying to tell him though that he's in that machine when he keeps up on the LI though, and I don't think he listens. He's been listening. We got some Simplex action going on over here on 14649 a lot. I don't know if you've ever. Well, you're too far away. A lot of guys over here, all the way into Illinois. Talk on 4.9. I'd like to see some 220 simplex action. Have you ever messed with 220 sideband? Have you ever? Does anybody do 220 sideband?
No, I haven't. I didn't even. I haven't messed with that. I've got. I haven't been able to, but I do want to mess with like 2 meter sideband at 440, but. Yeah, I don't have a 220 sideband rig, though.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really does. I've heard some people saying that they want to do it. I've never heard of anybody saying that they do it. That would lead to a lonely time. But, hey, Brian, it's good to hear you, and good to hear you're staying radioactive on the 220 band, for sure. I've arrived here at the blast camps, and I've got to go make sure nobody shoots anybody's eye out here. Play some airsoft. 7-3, and we'll catch you later. N9YOU, KI9NG.
All right, Bill, have a good one, and, be careful, and we'll talk to you later, and have a good day. KI9NG and 9YOU, 7-3. Too much right now. I'm going to try to fix me something to eat here and get dressed and all that stuff.
Okay, well, text me when you want me to come over and get set private around 2 or something like that.
Yeah, probably somewhere around there. I'll let you know.
Alright, that sounds good. Give me enough change clothes and eat too. On the way down on the freeway block of 31, this place of duty that looked like it had been hit not too long, you know, like 4 or 5 hours ago, because you could see blood all over the street. It was dried up, but you could see red all over the street.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Those deer are dangerous things.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your storage place.
Okie dokie.
I'm just laughing, I'm not rich.
Yeah, I know.
They're building something here. I'm surprised the RV park.
Do what?
Building something right in front of the RC park.
Yeah, I want to say it's probably going to be like a, probably something like a hall or something like that.
That or an office or something, some type of a social place, you know.
Yep, that's true.
We'll find out in the future where he met Meadow. There's been several places we wonder what they are or what they were going to be, and we eventually found out that that one place is a liquor store, and then they built Mike's Car Wash.
Yeah, but we're either AutoZone it is or Dunkin' Donuts. I was hoping White Castle was going to be there.
Yeah, but I don't think that there's no such luck as that, but I was hoping so, too.
No, White Castle says no.
Yeah, we want White Castle.
Definitely, but the prices are too much now.
Well, everything's going up. Get used to it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, but a crate case is 30 of them. And that is almost, probably with taxes, it would probably be like $30, because last I saw on the sign for a 30-pack, it was, $28.
Wow, that don't surprise me, though. It's like I told you the story. Every time I bought a car, it doubles in price.
Oh, yeah.
From 1979... to 85 to
2018. Yep, it's sad. Yep.
I think in 1966, my parents bought silver for $10,000.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yep. And the house that my sisters lived in, whenever they bought that house, it was $53,000. It's worth over, $120,000 now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yep. 68 Chevelle. What's he doing? He's put that thing in the garage. Blue or black? By the gas station. I'll get ready to turn as soon as the light. I'll turn on Kern Road to hit the freeway here real quick.
Well, it's going to probably be one of the last days we'll be able to drive it before the snow hits.
Yep. Wish I had that car. Man, I wish I had that car.
All you gotta do is take out a loan and buy one.
Yeah, $40,000. You got that much money?
No, but you can take out a loan.
I'll be paying that for 25 years. And by that time, I figure I'll probably live another 15, 20 years.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Sure as goes again. I'm here. On this freeway park where it almost ends here by all these bridges, I'm going 5 miles off the speed limit, and everybody's passing me. You're we're going about 60. About 65.
That don't surprise me.
He says to them, it's 45. I'm going 50. Everybody's passing me.
Yeah, go figure.
Yep. And, you know, it gets me that there's never any police out here anywhere where there's a lower speed limit at. Once they cross Ireland Road, they slow down. But, I mean, we need more traffic cops out here. You know, they're talking about cutting the property tax and getting new speeding tickets. Like I said, they'll get it one way or another, so they can hire more police officers and get more speeding tickets. If you don't speed, you don't pay.
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Every once in a while I speed, but usually not that much, 5 to 10 over. That's usually what it is.
Yeah, alrighty.
Although going to and from Michigan on a toll road or on 131, there's been a few times I've gotten up to like 80, 85 though. That's a few trucks, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But don't tell nobody.
A lot of people know now.
Oh, they're all my friends. Fellas, they won't say nothing.
So, you're going to a store before you go home?
I just went to the dollar store down there in Lakeville, but I'm heading home now.
Alrighty.
I'll stop at Kroger, but not much anymore.
Okie dokie. Yeah, definitely not a bad day today.
That is true. I'm on Erskine now, by Ekman here.
Alrighty.
And there is Fairview. Vehicle.
Alrighty. And then two more down and be all killed.
Yep. I just went over to the crest Victoria, then I'll be going home. And I'll wait for your text in about, about an hour and a half or so, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe two. Who knows?
Alright, that's good. Just so I can get back in time to go to church tonight.
Yeah, no biggie.
All right, cool. Yeah, here's the speed hump on Parkdale. They need to put one down in our area so we can catch cars pretty fast down there.
Yeah, I know.
All right, catch you later. I'll wait for your text, N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All right, we'll talk to you later, KB9KBX, and 9YOU.
KB9ZGJ, what's up? KC9CWX from KD9ZGJ.
KI9NG.